The wand exploded with the force of a small bomb. Harry flung his arms over his head and ran, slipping over the coils of snakeskin, out of the way of great chunks of tunnel ceiling that were thundering to the floor. Next moment, he was standing alone, gazing at a solid wall of broken rock.
"Ron!" he shouted. "Are you okay? Ron!"
"I'm here,"
came Ron's muffled voice from behind the rockfall.
"I'm okay. This Git's not, though. He got blasted by the wand."
There was a dull thud and a loud, "Ow!" It sounded as though Ron had just kicked Lockhart in the shins.
"What now?"
Ron's voice said, sounding desperate.
"We can't get through. It'll take ages."
Harry looked up at the tunnel's ceiling. Huge cracks had appeared in it. He had never tried to break apart anything as large as these rocks by magic, and now didn't seem a good moment to try. What if the whole tunnel caved in? There was another thud and another, "Ow!" from behind the rocks. They were wasting time. Ginny had already been in the Chamber of Secrets for hours. Harry knew there was only one thing to do.
"Wait there!" he called to Ron. "Wait with Lockhart. I'll go on. If I'm not back, in an hour..."
There was a very pregnant pause.
"I'll try and shift some of this rock,"
said Ron, who seemed to be trying to keep his voice steady,
"so you can get back through. And Harry..."
"See you in a bit," said Harry, trying to inject some confidence into his shaking voice. And he set off alone past the giant snake skin. Soon the distant noise of Ron straining to shift the rocks was gone. The tunnel turned and turned again. Every nerve in Harry's body was tingling unpleasantly. He wanted the tunnel to end, yet dreaded what he'd find when it did. And then, at last, as he crept around yet another bend, he saw a solid wall ahead on which two entwined serpents were carved, their eyes set with great, glinting emeralds. Harry approached, his throat very dry. There was no need to pretend these stone snakes were real. Their eyes looked strangely alive. He could guess what he had to do. He cleared his throat, and the emerald eyes seemed to flicker.
"Open,"
said Harry in a low, faint hiss. The serpents parted as the wall cracked open. The halves slid smoothly out of sight, and Harry, shaking from head to foot, walked inside.